fun again tonight, and then fun again Tuesday night, fun again Saturday night at the Hour of Power. Praise the Lord. A lot of great things happening here at Landmark, and so let's stay in tune. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse number 9, where the word of the Lord says, let love, everybody shout love, let it be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Amen. So again, in this little short scripture verse, we got that big battle between evil and good. And so, love, let it be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. I want to preach for just a little while here today. Amen. The love of God is out of this world. The love of God is out of this world. Praise the Lord. So would you help me pray that God will help us be sensitive and receive the word. Jesus, we love and live, praise and honor. We worship and we exalt. We magnify the mighty name of the Lord today. And we pray, Holy Ghost, that you would move upon every heart, every life, and every soul. That you would touch every individual today by your sweet spirit. Let the anointing flow and let us walk in the Holy Ghost as we share the word of God with great people today in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. God richly blesses you seated just now. Praise the Lord. But you can't leave. We'll go looking for you. Just kidding. The love of God is out of this world. There's a couple of things that you have to have to overcome this world. And they're very simple things. Number one is you got to learn what to have. And then number two is you got to learn what not to have. Usually when you come to God, especially with an adult, you got a lot of stuff that you don't need. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily physical things, but there's mental things, there's spiritual things, and emotional things. And so there's things you got to have if you're going to be successful and overcome this world. And then, number two, there's things that, just to put it simple, you don't got to have. Amen. And so we've got to learn the difference. And I want to tell you this right now on behalf of my comrades that are preaching the Word of God today. I want to say thank you to every preacher that still preaches the Word of God. And that he's not afraid. And that he won't compromise. Amen. But that he preaches the whole Word of God to the whole world. Because contrary to what modern religion may dictate to you today, there are still people that want to come out of this world and get into the kingdom of God. You cannot have the world and the kingdom of God at the very same time. And so we've got to learn that we've got to come out of the world and into the kingdom of God. Now, don't get all huffy at me. Don't get all mad at me. Because I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. One of the greatest things that ever happened to me was the church. And that particular church that I came into never forced me to do one thing. They never forced me to do this. They never forced me to walk away a certain way, talk a certain way. But as I stayed with the church, thank God they mentored me on how to come out of the world and into his marvelous light. And some preachers won't preach stuff until they get mad. Amen. There's no point in getting mad. Just preach the word of God and let it land where it lands and watch God do the results. Right? I do know this, and I say it all the time, and that is this. If you do what you've always done, all you're going to have is what you got. And I know there's some folks here that want more. And I'm telling you here today, the world isn't more, but God is. Amen. He's more than we can mention today. Amen. And so, what to have? No argument. There's no prejudice regarding religion about what I'm getting ready to say. I'm not here to debate. Why should two preachers argue the word? If both are preaching the word, what's the argument? You know what the argument is? Some want to preach some parts and some don't want to preach other parts. But why don't you preach the whole Route 66, every book in the Bible? And there'll be no argument. Amen. Somebody said, this world is headed to one world government. I wish it would. I don't want the government to have it, but I want God to have it. The Bible says the government shall be upon his shoulder. So if he's the governor, let's all go one world governor. Amen. Finally, the truth will wrap around this world. Amen. We know that's not going to happen because we know that there's too many people that don't want that. But there are many people that do. Listen, there's a church of over 1,000 people sitting on this hill. Amen. And I believe that. I know there's a revival that wants to hit this hill that will stir our community and shake our world from center to circumference. People are tired of religion. They're tired of just church. They're tired of plastic. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now, and let's have church. Let's preach the truth, and let's not be afraid of certain scriptures. So number one, there's things you got to have. Can I ask you a question? Amen. And I don't want to start an argument. I'm just asking a question. Do you have Acts chapter 2, verse 38? Listen, there's people in the church right now here today. Would you get Acts 2, 38, please? Amen. It's on the paper. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. And what does every one of you mean? Okay, I thought so. I just wanted to be sure. And be baptized, every one of you. How, somebody please tell me? In what name? Is that Bible? That's not out of a book of the cult. Hello? We preach this and they want to call us a cult. Amen. They call us a cult because we get excited about God. Amen. They want to call us a cult because we don't sit in here like there's a funeral going on. When my Bible said, lift your hands, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid to worship God? I'll tell you why. Because religion has taken over a relationship. We need to get our relationship back and let religion go. Amen. This ain't Methodist. This ain't Pentecostal. This ain't Baptist. This ain't Presbyterian. And it show nothing Catholic. Hello? Amen. This is a relationship with God. This is an experience with God. That's what we have experienced. And we're going to preach it. We're going to teach it. And we're going to believe it and act upon it. Last week, somebody got the Holy Ghost. Last week, somebody was baptized. Today, somebody can receive the Holy Ghost. Today, somebody can be baptized just like that. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, you don't know what you're missing. You're missing out on the Word of God. Hey, you don't want to miss out on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. They can wear their robes and they can have their big yellow crosses and they can wear their big white hats. Amen. But that will not save you. They can wave as much furniture as they want to that smokes and has incense. But that will not save you. They can light as many candles as they want to light. But I'm pointing at what will save you. That's the Word of God. That's concrete. That's a post that cannot be moved. That is what it takes to be born again. Water and spirit. Amen. And so the Bible, Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said you're saved by faith. That's exactly right. But what you got faith in, you need to have faith in that, and that'll save you. You're saved because you believe in Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. If you believe Him, you'll obey Him. That's what He asked us to obey. You're not going to believe anybody you won't obey, and you're not going to obey anybody you don't believe in. Amen. So if you believe in it, obey it. The Word of God is God. And the Word became flesh, Jesus Christ. And so now you want to obey Jesus Christ? Don't you get mad at me because I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you today, the Word of God is what's going to make a difference in our lives. The Spirit of God coming in, the water washing away the sin. The water, it's insignificant. I know that. Amen. But it's simply being obedient to the Word of God. You can be baptized in a mud hole. It doesn't matter. But you're being obedient to the Word of God. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will remit your sins. Obeying the Word of God will wash away your sins. You say, why in the world did God choose something like that for salvation? And I'm going to tell you, I don't know why in the world He chose that, but He did, and it's my business to obey it. Because there is nothing I desire more in my life than the love of God. And I'm telling you right now, the love of God is out of this world. If you want the love of God, you got to get out of this world. And there's a way out. Praise God. Hallelujah. No argument. Amen. And then what not to have. Praise the Lord. 1 John 2 and 15 tells us what we shouldn't have. Amen. I want to give you the word. I don't want to give you my opinion. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. And so we got to get away from the world and get in to the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to live like I'm just saying, you can live like you want to. That is your business. You know that. Amen. I couldn't stop you. God couldn't even stop you because He chose not to. If you're going to live for Him, you got to love Him. If you don't love Him, you don't want to live for Him. And He don't want anybody trying to live for Him that don't love Him. Amen. And so live like you want, but you do not get to stay here. You can love the world over God all you want to, but you don't get to stay here. Either way, this world is not your home. You choose heaven, amen, because this world is not your home. You can choose hell if you want to, because this world cannot be your home. I'm just saying this, amen. If it's bad here, it's got to be bad in hell. And if it's good in this church right now, worshiping God, it's got to be good in heaven. They say the ice age destroyed much of the planet in the past. My 6-year-old grandson would know more about that than me. He studies dinosaurs like crazy. He's been on the web and all of that and gotten hundreds or thousands of bites or whatever it is about talking about dinosaurs and stuff. Amen. But I have heard that they say the ice age destroyed much of the planet in the past. But I do know about this. The fire age is going to destroy most of the world in the near future. And they want to talk about global warming. Yeah, it's global warming. It's warming up to a red hot fire. I want you to look at Revelation 8, verses 7 and 8 with me right here. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burned completely up. Amen. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became solid blood. Look at Revelation 9 and 18. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire. Everybody shout the fire. We need to be consumed by the Holy Ghost fire, because there's another fire that's coming to consume this world. The first time it was the ice age, but the second time it's going to be the fire age. And by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. Amen. Listen. We better be getting ready to go, because the Lord's getting ready to come. And this world's going to change shape. It's going to change form. The way it looks will not look like this world will not exist in eternity the way you and I know this world. Amen. The Lord hates this world. Hallelujah. You've got to hate this world. And the love of God is out of this world. Global warming is coming, but not as the world expected it. Amen. When those 120 staggered out of the upper room, when the first message for the New Testament church was preached because they received the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues. Amen. I know I got closet preachers listening to me. I know you're listening to me. You're watching me right now. They spoke in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. And they staggered out of there like they were drunk. And somebody accused them of being drunk. And they said, no, we're not drunk as you suppose. We're drunk. But not like you think we are. This is the new wine spoken of by the prophet Joel. That in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And you're going to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. And all of that's going to take place. And so they were drunk, but not as you suppose. Now there's a global warming going on. But there's a global warming coming that is not as you suppose. A third of all of this is going to be completely consumed. Amen. Preparing for eternity. Amen. We need to understand this. We cannot just stagger around and chase after every fashion that comes along and drown our hearing with music and pretend that there's nothing coming in the near future, because there is, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord is preparing to come. Some of the very first weeks that we're going to spend in our new building is going to be talking about the end time. Amen. We're going to broadcast it everywhere all over Davidson County. I want them to come and comprehend what's getting ready to happen in this world. Amen. This world, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'm telling you, I feel like there's an angel up here rubbing me on the back saying, you better preach it, preacher, because they don't have much longer to deal with it. They don't have much longer to think about it. They need to comprehend that the love of God is out of this world. It ain't in this world. It's not a part of this world, but the love of God is out of this world. Global warming is coming, but not as you suppose. Amen. Somebody shout, love God. You overcome evil with good. That's the word of God. God is so good, evil doesn't stand a chance. So, love God, and evil will have to flee. Praise God. Paul said, no dissimulation. I need a young man. Somebody got a cell phone. That's like asking for a switchblade. Amen. Somebody's got a switch. I start to say switchblade. A cell phone. Somebody get dissimulation for me. The word dissimulation. You got a dictionary on there. Praise the Lord. These cell phones, man. Dissimulation. DISSIMULATION, I hope. If it's not, it'll correct it. You got it, Brother Mike? Hey, what is the definition of this?
Concealment of one's thoughts, feelings, or character. Pretense.
Pretense.
Not being real.
Not being real. Kind of like a dishonesty. Hypocrite. I can say that because there ain't one hypocrite in here today. You may be seated. He's scooting over in case fire falls. Praise the Lord. Amen. Fake dissimulation. Amen. Listen, when you love, love for real. Love for real. Amen. You say, hey, I love God, man. Hey, well, love him for real. Praise God. Love him for real. I mean, it's like, this is Brother Young. This is dissimulation. This is Brother Yonks. I love Brother Yonks. You get that? You saw that little hypocrite look? I love Brother Yonks. He's the man. Hey, the love of God is out of this world. It's not of this world. Everything the world is not. Amen. So when we say we love God, why don't you prove it? Prove it. Prove it in the way you walk. Prove it in the way you talk. Prove it in the way you carry yourself. Prove it in the way you communicate with one another. Amen. And prove it in the way you communicate with one another about others. Whoa. Hello? Amen. Don't tell them you love them and then snicker about it. Hey, if you say you love, let's love. How many of you love the Lord? Come on. Come on. Praise God. Because the love of God is out of this world. We don't love God like we love the world. We don't love God like we love everything else. We don't love God. Hey, he talked about football a while ago. Amen. Some of you like football. I like to hunt. I hate football. I just don't like it. I'm sorry. They just they stay within 100 yards all day long. Amen. And they might make 5 touchdowns. I'm saying, get it done. Amen. And then you're talking about hunting in a box all day long. And sometimes you don't even see a deer. So you can't even get it done. So you like football, I like hunting. Hallelujah. I love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just saying today, hallelujah, there's some things you cannot fake it and make it. Don't try that. Hallelujah. But if we love God, let's love God. Let's let the world know we love God. Let's let our brother know we love God. Let's let our schools know. Let's let our church know. Let's let our workplaces know. Let's let everybody know I love God. I love God. I want to worship him. I want to praise him. I want to serve him. I want to lift him up. I want him in me. I want him around me. I want him all over me. Amen. Because I love him. Praise God. Amen. And I want to overcome evil. Paul said, no dissimulation, not fake. Praise God. Hallelujah. No pretending, no hypocrisy about it. The love God has for you is genuine. Amen. Can I give you another scripture? We're getting the Bible today, Revelation 1 and 5. Amen. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now that's love. That love is out of this world. Right? Praise God. Amen. We owe him the same genuine love. Why don't we love him like he loved us? How much did he give us? Everything. What's wrong with giving him everything? Hello? Now, I don't mean to get so simple, but I just don't want you to misunderstand. I'm not talking about marching down here and putting car titles on the altar and house deeds and all of that. But I'm just saying, Lord, whatever you want, you can have whenever you want it. Right? Me. Amen. You can have me because you gave me you completely. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to get out of this world, it's going to take a genuine love of God because the love God has for you is out of this world. It does not include this world. When God said, I love you so much, but now I'm still going to do a little pot. What's the difference? I love you so much, but I'm still going to do some drugs. I'm still going to drown myself in alcohol. I'm still going to do this and that and the other and all this. I love you, but this is part of... No. There's no compromising with God. When he loved you, he gave you everything. And so why don't we just... Amen. His love does not include the world. He wants to give it all to you. Amen. He went, everybody shout, away from this world to prepare a place for. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. If it wasn't true, I'd tell you so. But it's true. It's the love of God, and it's out of the world. I'm so thankful that when I was having cancer issues that the doctors didn't sit around playing cell phone games. Amen. I'm so thankful that when I had to have surgery and 18 lymph nodes pulled from my neck and all this treatment and stomach tube and all of this because I'm dying of cancer. I'm so thankful that they didn't decide to stay home that day because they just didn't feel good. They just couldn't make it to the hospital today, and so I'll just try it another day. I know you're watching. Hello? Come on now. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the love of God. How could we even begin to compromise that and say, I'll love you 80%, I'll love you 75%, I'll give you this, but I gotta have that. Come on now. Come on, somebody, help me right now. I'm in a bind. Amen. We got to love God with everything we've got because that's exactly how He loved us. He didn't put us on hold. He didn't stop loving us when He didn't have a good day. He didn't stop loving us when He had a bad day. He didn't stop loving us when He felt pain. He didn't stop loving us when He felt agony. He didn't stop loving us when His family was against Him. Hallelujah. There's not one day that He stopped loving me. And there should not be a day that we stop loving Him and put Him on hold and put Him aside. Because I want out of this world. Because that's where the love of God is. Amen. It's not a song. Amen. Save your money. Go to a concert. They sing your favorite songs. You gyrate, work up a sweat, all of that. And then you leave. They're going to another town. They're gone. You spent hundreds of dollars on music. You spent hundreds of dollars on their talent. And the only person that got anything out of it was them. They're not coming back. Chances you never see them again. You'll hear them because they're there making money from it. Come on. Get smart and understand that all the world wants you for is a profit when God wants you to be with Him in His kingdom, the one that He's gone away to prepare for you. I don't know. I'm not the smartest man. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But I do know this. It took Him 6 days to make the universe. He'd been working on my place for 2,000 years. That's got to be something. Hello? Amen. And so it is. And the government had nothing to do with it. Amen. I'm just thankful. The love of God, it's out of this world. Praise God. It's not the latest fashion. And then one day you step out and people are looking at you like, that is so 2015. Girlfriend, get yourself back and dress again. You can have your 2015. You can have your 2018. I don't care. I got God. And if the biggest thing you've got to worry about is fashion, you're traveling kind of shallow. And the deep is crying into the deep today, and you need a deep relationship with something that makes a difference. Amen? The love of God has nothing to do with all of that. The love of God is alien because it's out of this world. Amen? It's glorious, it's glamorous, clean, holy, it's pure, and so satisfying you will overdose and receive the Holy Ghost. People won't even know who you are, and you won't even know where you are. That's a high, and that's a drunk. They wheeled a lady out of the hospital one time. She was so happy that she got a healing. Amen. She went crazy. And they were about to admit her again back into the emergency room. She was just, and one nurse understood what was going on. From one end to the hall to the exit door, that lady screamed out, speaking in tongues. And the nurse told the rest of them, she said, she's okay. She's okay. She's just got the Holy Ghost. Now, Now, that's just about right, isn't it, Brother Brown? The doctor wanting to fix somebody that's got the Holy Ghost. They got more. They got the person with the Holy Ghost got the same power that created the universe. And that little doctor is going to fix that. It's going to take you a few days, buddy, to get that all fixed. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just telling you. When we receive the Spirit of God, we get more than this world could ever even begin to offer. It's the love of God, and it's out of this world. Hallelujah. Amen. So far from it, so far from the world that even religion will tell you to watch out for that bunch down there. They can't fathom it. A love so powerful that exists without the world. The world is evil. And the Bible says to abhor it, that it's repugnant. The world slanders and it hurts, but the church shouldn't. It's jealous of one another, but the church shouldn't be. Loves pleasure. The world loves pleasure more than God, and the church never should. Let me just say something to the church. Could I do that? To the church. Use it or lose it. What God has given you was not intended for you to hoard it up. Amen. The love of God is like manna in the Old Testament. You can't hoard it. You try to do that and it'll develop worms and it'll rot with time. The love of God is like the man given one talent. You can't hide it because you're afraid. It'll wind up given to your brother and you'll be without anything. The volume of the love of God is more than you could ever enjoy alone and by yourself. If you care, share. Thank you, Sister Sandy. Me and Sister Sandy, we're going to share the love of God. Praise God. I know. I can get on your nerves. I can get on somebody that's in the world. I can get on your nerves. Amen. I can say things like, the love of God goes deeper than purple hair. I can say the love of God goes deeper than a bejeweled face. But I can also get on the church's nerves. And I can say the love of God goes deeper than you. It goes to your neighbor. How many of us sitting in here don't even know our neighbor's name? He knows where I go to church. He can go too. It don't work that way. It works just like it worked for you when someone found you on your job, when someone found you in the hospital, when someone found you by the gas station pump, when somebody found you in food line and just struck up conversation. And you volunteer for Bible study. You volunteer for the Word of God. And they loved you to the point that you fell in love with them and you fell in love with the Word of God. And now here you are. Amen. And I'm talking about the love of God and sharing with others, and it's almost to offend you. More reaching, more preaching, and more teaching. All of us need to come out from where we are. Amen. The Bible tells us to bore it, to come out, feel the challenge to leave a mark of greatness on our community. Amen. With a genuine love for God. Why don't we stand together? Let me tell you what it is. What I've been talking about with the world, I'm not talking about humanity, I'm talking about the world in itself. We can't treat this world like heaven because we're not going to stay here. But the bottom line is, it's the hate that God loves. It's the hate that God loves. 1 John 2:15, look at this. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I want to ask somebody to come. And all you're saying is, today, I want to shed just a little more of the world. I know it. Things don't happen overnight. That's why this is a lifestyle. This is why when we come into this, we come in as lifers. It's not like the military. You come in, stay 2 or 3 years, and you're gone. No, this is something you give your life to. And change takes place through the process of time. But today, someone might want to say, I'd like to shed just a little bit more of the world. And if you would, why don't you come and join me around the altar today? Amen. Our don't you come and join me around the altar for a few moments? And let's believe God together. Let's call on the name of the Lord together. Let's ask Him to help us. Let's ask Him to strengthen us and anoint us. To touch us and to bless us. To let the Spirit of God flow. To let the mercy of God flow. To let the presence of the Lord flow. To give us guidance. Hallelujah. To help us just shed just a little bit more of the world today.
And it was you.
To not have a hunger for it. To not have a thirst for it. To let the mercy and the grace of God flow freely. Hallelujah. Altar workers, help us. Somebody needs God desperately. Let's believe the Lord right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah.
Because you care.
Oh, yeah.
I could not imagine if you weren't there.
Could we praise the Lord for one being baptized in Jesus' name? Could we praise the Lord for one speaking in that heavenly language right here on her knees? Come on. We're coming out. We're coming out. Come out, come out, wherever you are. I know you want more. I know you hunger for more. You thirst for more. Amen. Let's praise God for these two individuals that the Lord has changed their lives completely for the rest of their lives. Hallelujah. Amen.
I remember standing on that auction block of sin. Satan controlled me, for he had the highest bid. But ownership was
your hands to the Lord. Somebody make a joyful noise to the one that loves you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, there's been some supernatural stuff going on around here today. Amen. It's kind of out of this world, I know. But that's exactly where the love of God is. Shake somebody's hand. Greet one another as you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Come early for prayer. Let's have great church again this evening in Jesus' name.